Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56David.com. That's 56David.com.
Sox Machine.
Josh Nelson, co-host of the Sox Machine podcast.
Rick Hahn's work is not done.
The internet's longest running White Sox podcast.
What do you make of Lance Lynn finding another breaking pitch?
That is his attempt to answer the question, how do I beat the Houston Astros? Because the Astros own him.
SoxMachine.com.
We're all White Sox fans here. I know this is the home of the Chicago Cubs. We're all rooting for this team to make it to the World Series. There's going to be some highs, and there's going to be some lows, and it's all about trying to find that middle ground.
Josh Nelson with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We want Machine. Sox Machine.
We've got Machine. Josh Nelson at Sox Machine underscore Josh on Twitter. Sox Machine podcast co-host right here with us in the Score studios. He can lay eyes on our gift, the Tony Kemp poster.
That is amazing.
Yeah, the A's sent it to us.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the big giveaway. That was their big, not a bobblehead, not a meet and greet. It was the Tony Kemp poster night.
April 30th, right?
That's an official Tony Kemp poster from his poster
that,
night.
That is awesome. Yep. You know what? Good for Tony. Because I don't know if he's going to be part of the transition to Las Vegas. And
I don't know if the A's are going to be a part of the transition to Las Vegas.
No kidding, right? That is a hot button topic. No matter who you speak with around the country when it comes to baseball, there are those that are like, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And there are those that are like, absolutely not. Major League Baseball will not work in Las Vegas. And they're very steadfast in that argument. So it's this hill that everyone has decided to fight on.
Well, we'll see. I don't see it happening. But someone's going to have to pay for the A's, and no one really wants to.
What I was told out of Vegas, three letters, MGM.
Okay.
Watch them.
All right.
Because that stadium is very convenient by their properties.
That's true. It's very true. All right, let's talk about SOX.
Sure.
I was listening to this Sox Machine podcast this morning.
Yeah.
You laid out how this was going to go with all of the injured guys coming back for the White Sox and what it meant for Hanser Alberto. I have no defense of him. Is there any defense that says that he shouldn't have been DFA'd?
Well, who is going to pitch when the White Sox are down 10, Lawrence?
That's the only thing that we can come up with.
Yeah, it doesn't work out for Hanser. You got plenty of options at second base. I'm not saying that they're good options, but you got plenty of options at second base. You got a couple of options at third base with Yoan Moncada coming back and Jake Berger hitting. So with Hanser, he doesn't play shortstop. And the White Sox really don't have a shortstop option except for Elvis Andrews. So now Andrews is back. So pretty much Andrews is taking the spot of Hanser Alberto. Now, Andrews signed with the White Sox to be a starter. And I think, especially this weekend and maybe the upcoming week, Pedro Grifol is going to play the hot hand and stick with Romy Gonzalez. That means Elvis is on the bench. Now, how is Elvis going to handle that? He is a veteran, but he started a lot of games in his career.
And what promises did they make to him when they signed him?
Right.
Because I don't think he's signed to sit on the bench.
No, I don't think so.
Not behind Romy Gonzalez.
Not behind Romy Gonzalez. But Romy is hot right now. He's hit three home runs. Maybe Elvis wants to prove something after his rehab stint in Charlotte. So be interested to see on how Pedro Grifol handles this. Or maybe on Sunday, Tim Anderson gets a day off and we see Elvis Andrews at shortstop. But Now the White Sox actually have someone who can play the shortstop position off the bench. So if Tim Anderson has a nagging injury, just needs a day off or two here and there, now they actually have somebody so you don't have to sweat about it.
What's wrong with Tim Anderson offensively?
Oh, boy. Since I was last on here, the good news is that he's hitting 271, but he's slugging just 305. That was a couple weeks ago. In his last seven games, however, Tim Anderson is 10 for 29. That's a 345 batting average. He finally got his extra base hit at home. But overall for the season, he has a 70 weighted runs created plus. That means, folks, that he is 30% below league average. And just for kicks, I went on to FanGraphs to see, based on position, where the White Sox rank compared to Major League Baseball. When it comes to the shortstop position, the Chicago White Sox rank 28th in Major League Baseball in WAR production at negative 0.4 WAR.
At the most important position on the field.
Out of the 26 shortstops in Major League Baseball that have at least 150 plate appearances, like Tim Anderson, he ranks 25th out of 26 shortstops in WAR. Only Ahmed Rosario in Cleveland has been worse than Tim Anderson. And you speak with anyone in Cleveland, they are done with Rosario. They want to move on from Rosario, bring up the young kids. Tim Anderson has looked better offensively, but better doesn't mean good. And Jim is scaring me, and he may make this reference next week when he's with you guys. Jim's dropping Elcides Escobar comps.
Oh, no.
And the data doesn't lie. Like, Tim is playing like Elcides Escobar did with the Kansas City Royals. And we all kind of made fun of the Royals for them to continue to trot out Escobar as the leadoff hitter, as somebody who doesn't get on base and is so reliant on BABIP. But I think the number that I'm going to be paying attention to in the next couple of weeks and month, Lawrence, is the line drive rate. Because simply hitting grounders and trying to beat the infield shift right now, or trying to outsmart or out-hit where the second baseman is lined up on the right side of the infield to get singles to right field, can be problematic. We saw that with the Angels. Brandon Drury did a very good job at second base, stopping some of those what would be singles against other teams end up being groundouts for Tim Anderson. I like to see more line drives, ball in air from Tim Anderson the next 2 to 4 weeks. If not, I think people are going to ask a lot of questions about, well, is Tim Anderson a good trade candidate? Who wants this version of Tim Anderson right now? I don't think anyone does.
Well, I do wonder if GMs will look at Tim and be like, perhaps a change of scenery
might do wonders.
Might be good for him.
I thought about this when the White Sox had the managerial opening and before they hired Pedro Grifol. I think Ron Washington would do wonders for Tim Anderson. Ron Washington gets a lot of credit for the things that he did working when he was in Oakland with Marcus Semien and helping make Marcus Semien to who he is today. And I think having someone like Wash work with Anderson would do wonders for both, especially for Tim Anderson. We'll see. Again, in the last seven games, he's 10 for 29. We'll see how he does this weekend against Detroit. He's not facing all that great of starting pitching in this weekend, so he could have a big weekend. But if the White Sox are going to turn this around, they're 12 games below 500 as we speak. They really need all-star version of Tim Anderson. Right now, he is nowhere near that level.
Jake Berger is hitting, as you said. I mean, the guy's slugging 603. His isolated power is 333 right now. WRC plus a 145. He has to be in the lineup somewhere every day in the top three in the order, I would think. How do you maximize that while minimizing what he doesn't do well?
Well, that means Jake Berger's at DH, because you'd like to have, if he's healthy, Yoan Moncada at third base. Right now, the third base production for the White Sox is 12th in Major League Baseball, thanks to Yoan Moncada and Jake Berger. And Moncada's better defensively. And then you put Eloy in right field.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because Eloy's hitting.
He has to be your right fielder.
Yeah, he does.
The ball's going to find him, and he's going to get hurt.
Hopefully not, but yeah, you definitely put yourself at risk. But that's how you get both Jake Berger and Eloy Jimenez in the lineup. Okay. Jake Berger's got to be the third base, and Eloy's in right field. I don't like this idea of putting Jake Berger at second base. We've tried this. He's not great with pop-ups. Mm-mm. It's giving me Mike Moustakas feeling when Cincinnati did it at second base, and that wasn't pretty.
And Moustakas feeling it.
So I don't like that idea, but if you need to have Jake Berger in the lineup, and the White Sox do, especially for home games where he's crushing at Guaranteed Rate Field, he He needs to be at DH and Eloy needs to be in right field. What do you do with Gavin Sheets then? I'm not quite sure. I guess he stays on the bench until you need a left-handed hitter late in the game.
How have you felt about Eloy in right field? Because I haven't had that big of a problem with it. As big a problem as I expected to have with it.
He catches the ball. Fundamentally, he is very flawed, and I don't think he's ever going to be fundamentally sound at the position. Too many pirouettes. Footwork is awful. Doesn't ever get himself into position to make a decent throw. But he can catch the ball. So if that are your expectations, that if there's a fly ball hit to you, Eloy, catch it. He's doing great.
That is not a great endorsement.
Is Lance Lynn washed?
Possibly. Lance Lynn's not going to be on the White Sox next year, the way that he's pitching. Again, it's a $1 million buyout, White Sox fans. It's an $18 million club option. No one's paying for this version of Lance Lynn for $18 million. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's the pitch clock. I don't know. He just lost a lot of zip when there's runners on base. It's a ridiculous batting average against him when there are runners on. But he is just getting crushed in the zone. He is 37 years old. It happens to everyone. Very rarely do you see pitchers go beyond age 38. And I think it just, at this moment, this might be the last hurrah. Like, the best version of Lance Lynn was in 2021, and the White Sox took advantage of that. He finished third in the American League Cy Young voting. They won the American League Central, and they got to the postseason. But here they are in 2023, and they'd love to have 2021 Lance Lynn, but I just don't think he's there anymore.
That makes me sad. What's wrong with Dylan Cease?
So the fastball is just all over the place right now. And we keep talking about this, especially with him being in the zone and not able to locate it. Last year, when you look at his pitch maps, he did a really good job of setting the edge when he is pitching to opposing hitters, being able to hit that outside corner, especially righties. And that plays up so much with his slider, right? Whether he wants to throw a high slider or he wants to spike that slider, because if hitters know that he's able to hit that outside corner, I'm in trouble. Well, he's missing. So they don't have to swing at his fastball. And if he does need a strike, he's throwing his fastball like right down the middle. I think you guys mentioned like his hard hit contact rate on Baseball Savant's like one of the worst.
Yeah, it's like 49%.
Yeah. So they're just crushing him right now. And I think he's pretty predictable. And in the last game that he was in, it just sounded like from the broadcast, and I think they were making a really good point on the radio, that he doesn't feel comfortable throwing anything in the strike zone. He doesn't want to throw a slider in the strike zone. He can't locate his fastball in the strike zone. So there's a lot of problems here. And it's so weird, because if you put in the film and his starts against the Houston Astros, that is the Dylan Cease we saw last year. But against everybody else, it's just not there. I'm hoping that we see some type of adjustment on Sunday for Cease against Detroit. He's always done well against Detroit, but he had one bad inning against the Tigers in his last start last weekend in Detroit. That's just very uncommon from him. I'm not exactly sure why he's taken this big of a step back, but it is a bit concerning, because I thought we were beyond that. 2020 wasn't good, but he took a step forward in 2021, took a big step forward in 2022. All right, it is your time to shine. And it's like he trips over himself.
We are at a point in the schedule now where some of the easier games that they ended up losing are over. And we're hitting a stretch that we know is critical because of its proximity to the decisions that have to be made at the trade deadline. When you draw the focus out a little bit and really look at this objectively, what do you see right now?
This is do or die time. I know people will say there's 104 games left to go in the schedule, Josh. That's not true. We know this is a sprint to the trade deadline, because the contenders are going to be making phone calls and they're going to be vultures trying to pick players off of the teams that are not doing so well. And right now the White Sox are one of those teams that the vultures are circling. The White Sox are 23-35. They got 26 games in the month of June. This opening series against Detroit is the last time they play an American League Central team until after the All-Star break, when they visit Minneapolis. The White Sox are 12-11 against the American League Central, which, okay, that's above 500. They're 11-24 against everybody else. They have a winning percentage of 314 against teams above 500. Well, it just so happens to be starting on Tuesday after this weekend, when they go to the Bronx, they have 22 straight games against teams that are above 500 right now. If the White Sox are going to be serious contenders this season and get back into this race, they got to go like 19-7, Lawrence. against...
The look on Dan's face when you said that.
I know, but again, this is what the franchise believes, that they're still contending.
My tummy hurts.
They got to go 19-7 against the Yankees, the Marlins, the Dodgers, the Mariners, the Rangers, the Red Sox, and the Angels. They got to go 19-7 during that stretch to get back to 42-42.
See, Josh is doing our Sox math today.
Yeah.
He's not creepy at all.
So if the winning percentage stays true, though, against teams above 500, and the way that the White Sox play on the road, the White Sox are 10-20 on the road, they're going to probably go 7-19 during this stretch. So when we talk in July, the White Sox could be 18-24 games below 500.
I think we might just give you your wedding present is that you don't have to come in here and talk about the White Sox.
Rick Hahn, after Memorial Day, with the Liam Hendricks return, said that it was too early for the White Sox to consider tearing things down.
Oh, yeah.
This team is going to make that decision for you. It's going to be a matter of, will the White Sox front office be ready to pivot?
Yeah, the shame of it is, even if they do pivot, what you said about Tim Anderson, about Lance Lynn, going into this year, those were going to be high return guys if they didn't suck. Yeah, and I understand that you've got, I mean, obviously, someone's going to want Kendall Graveman,
sure.
Joe Kelly, there's maybe Hendricks, there's guys there you could move for, but you've already just sort of flushed away real value this year.
Yeah, I mean, Lucas Giolito is the one that everybody's paying attention to because he's got no strings attached. There's no club options. He's a straight free agent. So I think that's the number one target for opposing teams. But if you want real value, like, would you entertain the idea of trading Dylan Cease? Would you entertain the idea of trading Luis Robert midseason? I think that's highly unlikely, maybe in the offseason. But yeah, for the White Sox, again, it's do or die time in the month of June. Like, there's not 104 games left. You really got to hone in this month in the next 26 games. You really have to excel because even if you go 500, 13-13, you are still 12 games below 500 going into July. And then everyone nationally, especially during the All-Star break, is going to keep asking or talking about or speculating that, hey, if you need a starting pitcher, Lucas Giolito should be available. Why? Because the White Sox are 12 games below 500. Like, it's go time.
I think it's went time.
Whatever is necessary today.
Well, this has always been
delightful,
uplifting, delightful, and positive.
Our motto's win, and that is whatever is necessary today.
Yep. Get on it, White Sox. Be powered by your vision of wint.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Have a fantastic weekend.
Have a wonderful trip.
Thank you.
Take some loonies.
Where are you headed?
I'm heading to Toronto for my bachelor party next weekend.
What an interesting choice for your bachelor party.
Yes. Really good choice.
It really is, and especially because of the strength of the dollar.
Yeah, you're going to get a good return rate, my man.
I keep hearing this.
Is it like 60 cents to a dollar now?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Indian food, by the way?
I can be if okay, it's white people spicy.
Well, then forget it. There's some outstanding Indian food in Toronto.
I have been told by my neighbors from Hong Kong that the Chinese food in Toronto blows away the Chinese food in Chicago.
Well, I'd listen to them.
Yeah, they would be the experts.
All right, enjoy. Don't get in any trouble. No international incidents.
Yes, I will get back.
No State Department.
The Canadian dollar is only worth 75 American cents.
Awesome.
So there you go.
Everything's 25% off.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go nuts. Yarr.
Yarr. All right. Josh Nelson. He will soon be arrested by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and will be helping to negotiating his release or a trade with some Russian arms dealer or something. When we come back, here's a fun White Sox thing. There's a concert coming. I think in August, there's a big concert that is coming to... What is it? Guaranteed Rate Field?
It doesn't matter.
And we have to figure out why it's this particular bill.
I actually think I have a pretty good answer to this. I think it's pretty easy to figure out why this concert is happening.
All right, we'll do that next on The Score.
All they have to do is win today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
All right, get ready for it. You love the 90s? Well, if you did, you'll love the I Love the 90s tour.
So wait, is this like the karaoke version of the song, Studs?
I'm not entirely sure. I didn't put this in. This is already in the system.
Because this has no soul to it.
All right, we're gonna get the real version.
Yeah. I mean, not that
the real version is actually David Bowie.
And Queen.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have, like at HF, we used to have these, our junior year, we have to do what's called the doc. It's a 55-minute documentary. So everyone, it's WHFH 88.5.
So it's my bad for assuming that this was a good version. I should have listened to it first.
It's fine, Studs.
Here, how about this? Well, there. We'll get some, because this will be later.
So what is this?
Now we got bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that doesn't sound great either. Anyway, I was telling the story about Under Pressure. So Under Pressure was the song that we would play before everyone did their doc.
Okay.
So it had to be a 55-minute documentary. Jeez. You had the whole quarter to like build a staff, put together reporting, like the whole nine yards. And for every second that you were off, you got a letter grade down. So Under Pressure makes a lot of sense, but you also have to then count out the... at the end, because your doc starts when the song ends. The clock starts.
Okay.
So you better be on it. And you better have talent that's nimble. Hey, there's a reason why the HF Mafia is out here in these streets. We had a very strenuous curriculum in radio and television.
Vanilla Ice is your headliner with Rob Bass and Tone Loc. Post-game concert Friday, August 25th, after they play the Athletics. So they're going to beat the Athletics, and then you get Robert Van Winkle, Rob Bass, and Tone Loc.
Well, maybe we can get Tony Kemp in here, and then he could tell us about the concert, and we could show him the poster.
Yeah, we could say he could sign it for us.
Yeah, that would be official. Great.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice had one song. Tone Loc had two.
Tone had three.
Two that sounded identical.
Where are you giving them?
Wild Thing and Funky Cold Medina.
Okay.
I don't go three deep in Tone Loc songs.
Isn't there a Spanish Fly song, too?
You know, excuse me, Vanilla Ice had two songs because he had the Ninja Rap from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, right. I didn't know that one.
Oh, it's so good.
I was not a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle guy. And then Rob Bass had It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right, which he decided now that DJ Easy Rock is dead.
He's not dead now. I mean, he is dead now, but he died a long time ago.
I was
going to
say, wait, he's... I know he died a long time ago, but now it takes one to make a thing go right.
I'm sure he has another DJ. You got to keep the train rolling.
Right.
Doesn't this to me, is an Occam's razor situation. This is a Brooks Boyer special right here.
Okay.
This is when Brooks was at Notre Dame putting up jumpers. That's what this is.
Yeah, he probably had like the red satin thin tie going. He had the
him and Pax.
He probably had the lapel of his blazer flipped up and the sleeves pulled up.
Yeah. I kind of imagine him as a, you know, as an 80s movie villain. He's got that look.
Oh, totally.
Really good looking, tall, white
blonde
guy.
Yeah.
He's got a Billy Zabka thing.
That whole team was like that. Remember the Ross twins?
Yes.
The BWD twins.
But isn't that really...
LaFonso was on that team, though.
But that's what this is, man.
Yeah, it's just...
This is Brooks being like, wait, Vanilla Ice is available? Let's get his ass down into 35th and Shields.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Was it Kurt Loder that did the interview with Vanilla Ice? When he didn't want to admit that he had sampled Queen and David Bowie when... It was clear to anyone who had ever heard the song, and then that's who he sampled.
And then Third Base wrote Pop Goes the Weasel all about it. You stole somebody's record and you looped it, you looped it. You boosted the record and you looped it, you looped it. And, well, we come from Cali and we hooped it. Now you're getting sued, kind of stupid.
And I have to take issue with Studs saying that was a great cameo in the Ninja Turtles movie. I was a little kid and even I was like, what, this guy?
Look,
sucks.
It wasn't a great cameo, but Studs is right. That song moved units.
See, for me, for my 90s listenership, this is right around the time I was all into the reimagined dance hall reggae scene. Like this, the next wave of dance hall reggae.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's Shabba, Cuddy Ranks, it's Supercat, it's
Shaka
Tiger.
Demus and Pliers.
Yeah, do you remember when Supercat did the song with Heavy D?
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame is that Heavy D's not a part of this.
Well, he's also...
I know. He and DJ Easy Rock are
right.
Somewhere cutting up
well,
the sky.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that have some real issues with Heavy D.
Really?
Yeah, because Heavy D turned himself into one of those record company people.
Oh. Man. Beyond the overweight lover, he was the overweight producer taking credits and
stuff.
Yeah, oh,
okay. There's a lot of people that have some issues. I love, do you ever... Those guys feel like they got robbed. Anyway, that's why I just feel like it's Brooks being like, let's do this. Why not? We do everything else over here. Let's bring Tone Loc out here.
Well, then Brooks had better be introducing him.
I'd pay money to see that, actually. Yeah,
that he's up there in like full 90s gear, just like, and let's give it up!
And let's keep it a buck, Dan. The truth is that you weren't trying to hear any of this because you were already, you know, indoctrinated into NWA stuff, and we know how you feel about Chuck D and Public Enemy, and both of those groups told you don't have nothing to do with no Vanilla Ice.
Right. No,
and you were like, that's some fake hip-hop!
Of course it was. At the same time that you had Arsenio Hall doing his version of cameo songs at that point. Are we talking about like actual fake hip hop?
One of my favorite.
What was the name of his rap character? Or his R&B character? Yeah. You know, he had like an alter ego. Remember there was some of that stuff? That was out on a single that everybody was buying at the time. this is the era of the single. But yes, there was actual rap music.
It's still one of my favorite lines from De La Soul. Is that the soul reach high planes, could even reach Soul Train, but Don don't like rap, so that won't happen. Fame we don't lust, God we do trust, Arsenio dissed us, but the crowd kept clapping. That's a hell of a line. Because
that's exquisite.
He called them out there, and he's like, oh, hip-hop hippies, and they were like,
what?
All right. Got something for you, Arsenio. I also heard, this will be interesting to you because you will know all the people that I'm talking about in this conversation. LL Cool J, who I contend is the only artist, the only solo artist that in a versus matchup could mess with Jay-Z.
Okay.
LL Cool J has a new album coming out. Now, he initially had gone to Dre and said, Dre, would you produce the album? And then he like got the beats from Dre and he's like, I'm not feeling this. So who did he get to replace Dre?
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
No.
Damn.
Q-Tip.
Oh, so I was going to guess Babyface next.
No, oh, okay. I think it's going to be a little harder than what Babyface would produce, but
Q-Tip. Okay.
That's one of my favorite things now is to just hang out in reels on Instagram and see some of these interviews. And you're like, wow, like who would have known? Like, and I don't want to say that Dre is a one trick pony because he's not, but I think that Dre is more engineer than artist. Like if you listen even to his beats are very boom, boom, doom, 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 doom. Doon, 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 doon. Like there's
right, and then there's always going to be the synthesizer walking over the top of dee 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 dee.
Yeah, I mean, like just the essence of like the beats that he comes up with, they are hard and they bounce up against walls, and I love it. But I don't know that he's grown
right
as a producer. And Q-Tip, even the stuff that his solo stuff to me is if someone plopped down from another planet and was like, can you explain to me how hip hop's grown? There are a couple of Q-Tip solo albums I would be like, here you go. This is how the genre has completely changed. So I'm very much looking forward to checking out LL's album with Q-Tip as the executive producer. And it's Queens. It's Queens, like Queens dude and a Queens dude getting together and putting an album together. What could go wrong? We'll
give him the benefit of the doubt.
Chunky A, right?
Chunky A. Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Thanks, Texter.
Thank you so much. Yes. Yeah, you had Heavy D, you had Chubb Rock, and then you had Chunky A.
Man, Chubb Rock, man, as a lyricist.
That's the dude. Who did we say was the Chubb Rock sounded like the other day? Who are we listening to? Remember that? That there was somebody we were interviewing.
I mean, Herbie's the lookalike.
And
facially.
A little bit. And I always thought Greg Blash had a little bit of Chubb Rock. It is, but there's something about the because he's more Southern and Chubb Rock's New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something about that New York accent. God, I forgot who it was.
I forgot who it was too. And we both were like, yeah, it kind of sounds a little bit like Chubb Rock.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will.
There's dates on everything.
It's nice to
May 1st. Whoever we talked to on May 1st.
Yeah, it's nice
I'll figure
to
it out.
Just kind of hang
was
out.
Was Hannibal talking about hip hop? And then Chubb Rock came up. I just searched through my notes.
Maybe that's
maybe.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Now you got to play it again. Because there's nothing funnier than Hannibal talking about hip hop,
like old school proto
like,
hip hop.
There's
though.
Nothing funnier.
But,
to
yeah,
me.
But this is like Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah, like he's
Sugar Hill Gang.
Hip hop. It started out in the park. Hip hop. You know how we do it. We get out on the block, start break. Dancing, we hanging out with our friends, shaking hands. We do the dance, go to the ball and right. Shoot some hoop.
Okay.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do. We out here. Yeah. Do, do, do,
do, do, do. That wasn't it, Ag. That was not the Chubb Rock reference, but that was fun. It was somebody we were interviewing. It was somebody.
Oh, Sean Spencer. The Florida co-defensive coordinator.
That's who it was.
There it is.
Great call. It was the Florida co-defensive coordinator who had a little bit of that.
Oh, my God.
You know, the Chubb Rock, who know the judo, the chop, chop, chop.
That's fun. Are we out of time?
Yeah, we're out of time. So we're going to come back with a Denver reporter giving us a...
Oh, yeah, giving us some German vibes.
Giving us a sensory picture of what was happening after the Nuggets win. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
Mr. Smith, how would you describe the whole atmosphere here in Miami? On your daily way to your practice or back to your to the hotel, can you feel it? Can you see it? Can you maybe even smell it? It's
Friday. Well, let's just say somebody could last night.
Smell it?
I think so, if you sort of hear what's being said here. Do you have the name of the reporter that we're hearing from here?
I looked. I couldn't figure out the name, but it's from ABC's affiliate in Denver, Denver 7.
Okay, this is Denver 7 postgame.
It feels like victory. It sounds like victory. It smells like victory and also legalization. And they're having a great time out here.
It smells like victory.
And also legalization.
Also legalization.
I love the smell of legalization in the morning.
It feels like victory. It sounds like victory. It smells like victory.
Look, honestly, real talk. I'd rather have a group of people that are smoking weed or eating weed instead of drinking.
Absolutely.
I'd rather have a raucous crowd of stoners out there enjoying Nikola Jokic.
And how raucous eventually is a crowd of stoners?
I was just going to say, it's kind of an oxymoron, right?
Right. It's going to more just
they're
be...
They're like, yay, and like, yay, now let's go get something to eat.
Yay, where's Taco Bell?
And also legalization.
Yay.
I'd rather have that than drunk dudes, frat bros that you got to fight off when you're trying to do your stand-up.
Beer muscles. Yeah.
Don't need that. No. Let the legalization commence. I don't even smoke weed, but I'd rather be around weed smokers than drunks.
A memoir. Next up, Parkins.
Be my book.
And Spiegel.
It feels like victory. It sounds like victory. It smells like victory.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.